KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
South Africa's come into Washington's firing line. President Donald Trump's announced he's cutting funding to the country. He's made claims of land confiscations and mass human rights violations via his Truth Social platform. The president says there'll be a full investigation into the situation. He's been speaking to reporters as well in Maryland.
Terrible things are happening in South Africa. The leadership is doing some terrible things, horrible things. So that's under investigation right now. We'll make a determination. And until such time as we find out what South Africa is doing, they're taking away land, they're confiscating land, and actually they're doing things that are perhaps far worse than that.
He says he's also considering the future of U.S. aid.
It's been run by a bunch of radical lunatics, and we're getting them out, USAID, and then we'll make a decision.
Now, the announcement comes on the back of tariffs the U.S. president's imposed on imports from Mexico, Canada, and China. All three countries have promised to retaliate. Here at home, KZN Education has sent a team to a high school in Escort to investigate claims of racial intolerance. It's after two Hindu pupils at Drakensberg Secondary were apparently asked to remove or cover their red prayer strings during school hours. The department's issued a statement in response highlighting the right to freedom of religion and belief, but says its team is assessing the situation. Ashwin Drakamji, who's with the Hindu Mahasabha, says they also received a complaint.
We addressed it immediately by addressing a letter to the principal of the school, also to the Minister of Education. The wearing of a red string is a very, very important to Hindus because it has a very strong religious significance. We are tired of constantly repeating that nose rings, red strings and so on are religious symbols which Hindus are entitled to wear.
The ANC's first Deputy Secretary General says the party's renewal program in KZN is on track. Nomvula Mokonyane addressed supporters at the January 8th statement celebration rally in Maritzburg yesterday. The remarks come after the ANC's KZN PEC was hauled before the executive committee to explain its disappointing performance in last year's elections with a threat of disbandment. A decision was then taken to reconfigure the PEC. Mokonyane says the party and its leaders need to be more accountable and honest.
What have left the ANC have got many reasons to explain why they have left the ANC. Our responsibility is to understand why they left and who did they follow. And once they are prepared to come back to the ANC, we must debrief them. We remain in this house where we are born, in the house of our ancestors, and we will never allow it to crumble. We will renovate, we will rebuild, we will reunite, and we'll charge forward.
And finally, Beyoncé's Cowboy Carter has picked up the top prize at this year's Grammy Awards. It won Album of the Year as well as Best Country Album at the ceremony in Los Angeles. She has presented the award by emergency services who dealt with the recent wildfires in California.
I'd like to thank and acknowledge and praise all of the firefighters for keeping us safe. I just feel very full and very honored.
Kendrick Lamar won Record and Song of the Year for his diss track Not Like Us. Durban 27 degrees today, Maritzburg 26, Richards Bay 29. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, 10 clubs after the signature of Springbok Flaha for Andre Pollard, Orlando Pirates with the bragging rights from the Soweto Derby, and Chelsea faced West Ham United in the Premier League.